With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
I'm Tom Bass with Allison Federica of Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site helping me to understand the gangs, now I will respect them as cartels, in Mexico and where they recruited, how they've trained themselves, and how they're functioning as not small businesses, but businesses with a flexibility moving in other spheres, such as South America, the cocaine trade Allison mentioned, and also businesses that sell computers and Apple iStores. I can imagine any storefront can be controlled. They certainly control parts of agriculture. We have two candidates for the presidency. There is Claudia Sheinbaum, the former mayor of Mexico City, who's extremely well-spoken and very well-educated. You'd have to say she represents a very genteel political life. And another very well-spoken and carefully presented, Xochitl Galvez, who speaks for not only Mexican opposition, but the indigenous people of Mexico. Both of these figures are sympathetic, but they have different visions of how to deal with cartels. I believe, Allison, that Ms. Sheinbaum believes confrontation. Is that right? What would it look like?
So to just give some context here, the idea of the strategy for confronting these cartels is highly linked to the economic strategy that Mexico needs to think about in the future, because it's also not just about the relationship between the government and the cartels, but also how much economic space is the government going to allow the cartels to occupy. So Sheinbaum with Morena want to look at this from a perspective of, we know that Mexico has traditionally had these power voids. We can't do anything to change the country's geography. We're going to accept this reality as part of Mexico. And instead of trying to fight against it, we are going to look to work with these groups in a sort of gentleman's agreement, which Mexico has used in the past to downgrade the violence between them and kind of separate who gets what in terms of governance and economic activity, with the idea being that in exchange for the government getting more control over the economy, they will back off on clamping down on some of these organized crime groups when they are dealing with illicit business.
That's not quite collaboration. I don't know what that word is. They're confronting them with a business deal they can't turn down. Is that it?
That's a good description for it. But it's more collaboration, say, than what the alternative would be posed by the opposition. But yeah, it's definitely a deal that is being presented to the organized crime groups.
Yeah, with it, AMLO was bullets, not ballots. This would be more like stockholders, not bullets. Okay, fine. So they're going to recognize the authority of the cartels in their regions and for certain parts of the business, but they're going to share space. Now we come to the opposition. And this version of confrontation looks like violence, is it?
So the goal of the opposition parties and their candidate Galvez is, instead of accepting that these criminal groups are part of Mexico's reality, they want to remove this problem from Mexico altogether. So their goal is to fundamentally shift the geopolitics of Mexico, in that they would want the government to have full reach everywhere across the country and get rid of these power voids that have allowed the cartels to rise so strongly to begin with. Now, to do this, you need to eliminate or significantly reduce the strength of these organized crime groups and cartels. And to your point, the way you do that is going to definitely produce large amounts of violence. So, of course, you can go after them financially and do things that don't necessarily involve guns, but ultimately you are going to see pushback in the form of physical and firearm confrontation in the streets. So the problem or criticism of this approach is that, yes, the long-term goal is useful in terms of making sure this problem doesn't keep coming back to haunt Mexico, but it is extremely hard to achieve and will come at a high cost in terms of short-term violence.
And a puzzle here, the Mexican cartel recruiting, you mentioned MBAs, have they also become politicians? Because that would be for you know, a good source of money, well-educated, young, and an uncle in the business, so I'm going to go into politics. Is that the Mexican parliament have the members of the cartel present?
There's influence of the cartels throughout different parts of the Mexican government. This is particularly true at the more local levels. So think state representation, city councils, governors, things like that, where you may not necessarily see overt members of the cartels taking office, but they will definitely be influencing elections either through financial inflows to campaigns, intimidation tactics by assassinating different candidates so that you don't really have other options and things like that. So they've definitely made their mark on Mexican politics in terms of the actual political players and who is more likely to get into office than others.
Do the candidates make remarks overtly about how they're going to handle the cartels? Does Ms. Sheinbaum say, I'm going to work with them?
I don't think she's quite come out that directly and bluntly, but the candidates have made their commentary in terms of how they are hoping to exercise their security policy. To the same point, Galvez isn't going to say, oh, here's my plan. Lots of people are going to die most likely, but I promise it'll be worth it, right? They're, at the end of the day, they're both politicians. And so while they have their security strategies, when they present it for public consumption, they will keep that in mind and definitely change their rhetoric and adapt it so that it is more palatable for the general population.
And last 30 seconds, ballots, not bullets, by AMLO. Is that considered a success in Mexico now after almost his full term?
So that is still a question up for debate.
Right.
I do really think that this is something we have to see more in the long term.
Alison Fedurka for Geopolitical Futures. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.